radiation oncology department administrator at the Cleveland Clinic. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Where did the idea come from to do weekly huddles around the visual management board?
Well, historically, this team would meet monthly as a group and talk about if there were any challenges to their daily workflow. We would discuss anything that was new or changing with our EMR, any of our processes. And we, as a team, just decided that that was too infrequently to meet and we needed more touches throughout the month. A lot of pressure was being put on our front desk check-in folks around copay collections and scheduling around registration errors. So we really needed to get a clean process around some of our operational functions. We decided to do this board so that we would have a place to meet, a dedicated place to meet, a dedicated time to meet. And then we had specific metrics on the board. And we used to have one person that was in charge of posting all of those metrics and discussing all those metrics while the rest of the team just stood around and watched them do all of the work. And then we decided to, as a better way to engage each of the team members, also as a side note, if that one person that was in charge of everything wasn't there that one day, then we wouldn't do our huddle. So we decided to assign some of the metrics to individuals, and we decided to assign different metrics to individual caregivers so that they would be responsible for looking at those metrics ahead of time, printing them out, putting them on the board, doing some already thinking about if we met the metric, why did we meet it? If we didn't meet the metric, what are some things that we could do to meet the metric in the future? And we let the individual caregivers pick. Some folks were really on their own passionate about, you know, getting patients in within 7 days. And so it made sense to put that person in charge of that metric. Somebody at the front desk who trained some of our new people really helped develop some scripting about what we're talking to patients about around copay collection, and it made sense for her to be the one to own that metric at the board. So that's sort of how those things evolved.
So when you first approached your staff and you said you wanted to do a management board and we had team models, what was their response?
Well, I think that their initial response is, we are so busy during the day. How are we going to get a way to do that? How do you expect me to do that? I don't know very much about Excel. I don't know how to look at data or measure data or print data, and so I'm going to need some help. And so they're a pretty open, verbal team, and so we made sure that, you know, we gave them the resources so they could see how they could get those metrics out of our systems and onto that board with some help. And they find the time. Now it's to the point where I don't even have to be there. If I'm stuck in a meeting or I'm not there that day, that team will huddle without me. We have visitors that come from all across the hospital that want to look at our process, and they have fun with it. They recognize each other at the board for doing things well. If somebody had to stay and work overtime to take care of a patient need, they recognize each other at the board and give appreciation for those types of things.
So how long did it take in terms of time for people to be resistant, to becoming having fun with it?
So it probably took a good 3 months of doing this. And then they realized that they weren't going to go away, that we were actually getting some improvement out of this. And so they started to feel like it was worthwhile. I think they liked the opportunity to all be together off of the phones, away from registering patients, away from the front desk, and talk to each other about some of the challenges that they were having, either at the front desk or in the back office scheduling patients. So they came to really look forward to it, and they just know, hey, it's 10 o'clock. Let's get out in the hall and let's huddle. Let's talk.
In your poster presentation, you mentioned that you've seen improved operational outcomes. Could you elaborate a little for us on what those improvements have been?
Sure. So one of the biggest things that we implemented was around patient access. And so we started to schedule our patients for their first day treatment at the time of their simulation. So we didn't wait for authorization. And so it's a risky sort of thing to do for our department because we are so large. So there's a lot of safety nets around that. We have to make sure that the patient does not start treatment prior to authorization. And so there's usually a window. It can be anywhere from 2 days to 7 days to 14 days before a patient starts treatment. And so our folks that schedule those simulations are constantly watching that to make sure that they don't start treatment before we have authorization. And so that's something that we monitor on the board, and that's helped to improve our time to treat. We're always trying to reduce the time it takes to start treatment on the patient from the time of their diagnosis to the start of their treatment. And so this was one way that we could really improve that and keep an eye on that and make sure, you know, at the end of the day, we don't want patients to be responsible for, you know, our lack of getting the proper authorization for treatments.
You mentioned that different people have different responsibilities when it comes to the board. How do you decide who does what to create what you put on the board? Mm-hmm. Or do you alternate the staff doing it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we originally, when we first assigned folks, and we've had some turnover, we've had some other people come and step up and take over that particular metric. So we do rotate it in the fact that if somebody is not there that day, someone else will take over. And they can all, the nice part about it is they can all speak to each other's metrics because they're all doing the work. It's basically just the one person that's responsible for making sure that they gather the data ahead of time prior to us huddling, making sure that it's visually on the board so we can monitor it. But they're all doing all the work, so it's easy for them to step in and cover each other when they're not there. We have asked the question to them if they wanted to split things up and move things around, and I think that they feel really comfortable with the metrics, and it doesn't take them very long to pull the data, and they just want to keep what they're currently doing.
What would you like administrators to know about weekly huddles around the visual management board?
So I think the organization of the weekly huddles and having a visual management board where everybody can look at the work that they do every day is really impactful. And helping these frontline caregivers to tie back to all the overall goals of the organization around patient access, around affordability, around time to treat, how their little jobs become huge to them when they see the impact to the overall organization. So I think doing this in an organized fashion and doing it every single week and not missing a huddle is really, really important and has really helped to drive these metrics. And it's nice to get the whole group together because, you know, if there's an issue around scheduling, you know, the appointment requests are starting to back up and we can't keep up and we might be missing patients' follow-up appointments, that team brainstorms around what can we do to improve this. Do we take somebody off of the phones and just have them strictly scheduling and other people can manage the phones so they can focus and really get caught up? So these are some of the ideas that team has come up with on their own about how to improve specific metrics.
What does the board look like? Is it a whiteboard or is it a TV screen that you put stuff on?
So it's actually a giant dry erase board. It's probably 3 feet by 4 feet up on the wall, and we have our metrics. We print them, and then we put them in like just a plastic holder It has a magnet on the back. So it's a dry erase board that has some magnet ability to it. And so each category has its own set of metrics that fall underneath the individual headings. So it's usually four of our front desk folks, and then seven of our back office schedulers, and we have a department work leader that will also huddle. We usually talk about the front desk metrics first for about 15 minutes while the back office schedulers cover the front desk, and then we swap 15 minutes later, then the back office schedulers come out to the board and the front desk people will cover the phones for the back office schedulers.
Have you had positive feedback from the staff saying, hey, I think this is great, I like this, thanks for putting this up?
Actually, I have. We had one of our directors for revenue cycle came to observe one of our huddles, and the team is very engaged. It doesn't matter who is there. And sometimes when we have people that are in a higher authority or leadership position, I have seen other teams sort of like not speak. They get really shy, they're really timid, they're really nervous. This team is not like that. This team is very, because they're so used to doing this, and they have fun with it no matter who's there, and it's really obvious to anyone that's visiting our board that they really are engaged around the whole process. They know their metrics. They know why it's important to the organization. They know why it's important to their patients, and that theme just resounds.
Is there anything that hasn't worked or that you would like to see work better?
So, I think one of the things that hasn't worked that I think could work better is just some of the technology around getting the metrics that we want to see. For example, we utilize MyChart so patients can, it's an Epic function, so patients can basically email our schedulers if they want to cancel an appointment or reschedule an appointment, and our schedulers have 8 hours to respond to that. And so when they go and try to pull those metrics out of the system, sometimes it doesn't always work the way they want it to work. So if we're huddling at the board and their metrics are up there, they get really frustrated about that. And I try to get the resources for them so that they're able to make sure that they have the metrics there so they feel successful when we do get together and huddle.
It's been a pleasure to see you.